Welcome to the virtual studios of Antion Associates. I'm Tom Antion, and I'll be your host for the evening. We're broadcasting tonight, as always, from the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where for now going on, can you believe it, 13 years, people have come in from all over the world to study internet marketing in the lap of luxury. Tonight, we have a great repeat guest, Debbie Allen, will be telling us how to become a highly paid expert. Can't wait to hear about that. Before we get started, just got a few announcements. Make sure you write this down. GreatInternetMarketing.com/teleseminars.htm. GreatInternetMarketing.com/teleseminars.htm. That's where the replay will be for this. You can pass it on to your friends, and it'll only be up for a short time. Next thing is TomAntionWebinars.com. That's whenever we have a webinar, the replays will be there. Make sure if you visit the page, like it at the top and leave a comment at the bottom, and I will respond personally to you. Now, tomorrow, watch tomorrow for a very inexpensive but potentially lucrative course where one of my students is putting out on selling on Craigslist. You'll get an email sometime tomorrow from me on that, and we put it out once before. People really loved it on how to sell your services on Craigslist, and if you're handy dandy with stuff, you can sell lots of things on Craigslist safely. You don't have to worry about getting in trouble if you pay attention. And then one more thing before we get started. Coming very soon is my copywriting course. I finally have it beta tested, finished. It's called Copywriting 901, the fast track to words that sell. And this is what I say has been the number one most important skill in my entire 39-year business career. Being able to write words that get people to give you money. And it's been worth about $21 million to me so far, just to me and my sales. And who knows how much with all the people I've taught to this over the years. So it'll be coming out soon. I'll probably have a webinar on it for you. All right, let's get to the main event. Debbie Allen, the expert of experts, is a business and brand strategist, best-selling author of 6 books. She's a motivational film star and a mentor to business owners around the globe. She's an expert strategist in the fields of business growth, marketing, and branding. She's also an award-winning entrepreneur who has presented before thousands of people in 28 countries around the world. Debbie possesses the unique ability to instantly solve any business problem and leverage solutions and marketing trends that earn you authority domination around your brand. With over 4 decades of business building wisdom, she easily understands the dynamics of making big money in any economy or with any business reinvention. Debbie, welcome to the show tonight.
Hey, Tom, it's great to be back. Thank you so much for the repeat performance. And can I give a plug to you before we go on?
Well, I would expect that. Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Exactly. My pleasure. I mean, when you mentioned, I'm so excited you're doing that copywriting course. Everybody get that course because I've been waiting for you to come out with something like that. Because believe it or not, you know that we worked together. You mentored me about 13 years ago. I was probably one of the first people to come to your internet retreats. I'm amazed at 13 years. I was one of the, at the beginning when you started that. And, you know, one of the things you kept, you know, drilling down was you got to learn how to do copy. And I knew lots of things about marketing, but I really fought that one for a while. I probably fought it for a good, you know, few years before I started really getting into it. So you were right on. You know, that's the thing everybody's got to learn. You can't ignore it now because everybody's an online expert and they've got to learn how to write copy. Otherwise, you spend a fortune hiring people to do it, and then you're creating something else, you have to hire them again. So it's a skill everybody needs to learn. So I'm
thrilled. Yeah, and you use it all the time. You use it in your emails, you use it in everything.
Yep.
And And you don't really, people say, well, I don't have the time. Well, by the time you tell a copywriter, a good copywriter, what your product is all about, and then they go through six drafts because they don't get it right, you could have had it done yourself for nothing and been on your way to making a lot of money. So it's the number one skill in my business toolkit. All right,
yeah, and it's a skill you develop too. So it's a skill you develop with time and getting it.
And
so,
I still study it because every time I get a little better, more money pours in my front door. So it's a never ending thing, but it can be done, and it's a little bit different writing skill. All right, well let's get to the highly paid expert stuff. And first thing, you have said that you believe anyone can become an expert. So tell us about that.
I do. I think that anybody can learn the skill of copywriting, and I think that anybody can become an expert. And those two kind of tie together perfectly. Basically, if you want to describe an expert, it's basically saying that someone who has a comprehensive, authoritative type of knowledge in a specific skill or specific area. Now, a lot of people think, well, I have had to go on to a certain amount of college or done certain kind of training or have to have certain kind of certificates to do that. And, Tom, you and I both come from the same entrepreneurial background. We've been entrepreneurs all of our life. We understand that our expertise a lot of times comes from ongoing wisdom we've learned, but a lot of it has to do with this innate sense that we have as entrepreneurs, that we've been in so many different businesses and doing so many different things, that our, you know, it's our own personal experience. So, you know, expert could be, you know, somebody that has a carpet cleaning business that's been in it for many years and they've learned it from ground zero, you know, put a little bit of money together and did it. It could be somebody that's, you know, teaching you as a coach, you know, different life skills. It could be different business things. There's a million different things for online. It could be social media. They don't want to just be a social media expert. There's a million of those people that claim they are. You got to go deep within a niche. Whether you're this, you know, the person that teaches like how to sell on Craigslist, like you mentioned that, or you're selling, you know, how to do seven-figure webinars, you'll find that thing that you do. And it might not be that detailed as far as an online thing when you start out, but I always go and say, you know, what's your background? A lot of people come to me and they say, well, I want to be a life coach. Yeah, and I go, well, what have you done the last 20 years? And they've done some, you know, well, I wasn't a life coach. You know, I had a career and I ran training programs for different groups. And, you know, as I took people up the ladder and I was really good about helping teams develop. I'm like, okay, why are we not doing that? You know, why aren't we taking the skill set you already have and just putting another name on it? So, you know, that's basically, you know, what I do is a lot of people ignore the skill sets they already have and then try and go in a whole different direction. And you know, the knowledge part that you have is a big part of it. It's the skills of how to, this is part of it, but I think that it starts with the knowledge, you know, and also, you know, of course, some passion to keep you going in this business as well.
Well, take us behind the scenes a little bit with the how-to secrets. Like, how does somebody get started if they have no idea what to do?
Okay. So, you and I both have been in this expert world for a long time. We know there's a lot of secrets behind that curtain there. Mm-hmm. But, the whole idea, it's not really that there's the secrets. I've kind of broken it down to say, you know, anybody can become an expert at something. It's the whole concept of being an expert or authority was kind of shrouded in mystery for many years. Like, how does that even happen? And some people have touched on it, but nobody actually created a system. So I actually put together a system where I teach people a formula of actually how to do it step by step. And it's called my expert positioning formula. So basically the very first thing we start with is starting to have a conversation around, you know, exactly what I just said. Where's your expertise from? What is your background? What do you want your lifestyle to look like is another piece, because if you say, well, I just want to help people, and then you give all your time away for nothing, you haven't created any online business, any online products or resources that are doing this, then you really don't have a financially free lifestyle. So I believe that creating an expert business is about creating a freedom lifestyle and doing what you love, helping people as well, and then balancing it out with many streams of different income. So to start out with that, I'm going to give an example. Actually, I do a group call, my expert positioning formula also comes as a group call, and I finished my last call with my group tonight just before I jumped on here. And throughout the course of 6 weeks, you know, we would jump on the Q&A call and walk through the different parts of it. And one of my clients there, her name is Marlene, and she was just like squirrels all over the place. Like, she is brilliant at things. She is brilliant at – helping people do webinars, helping come up with ideas of product and everything else. But she was all over on the copy, like we were just talking about. Copy was everywhere. No idea of, like, a bunch of domains that weren't going anywhere. So here she has already got the talent, but she doesn't know how to put a brand onto it. And you've got to get the business and brand foundation first. If you don't have the brand and foundation first, all of this is going to start falling apart. So it's definitely – that's the very first thing. So I'm on the call with her tonight, and I'm like a period of 6 weeks getting pieces of information she's throwing at me. And it's like, oh, how about this business and this business? No, you're an expert in one business, one thing, okay? And then we would narrow it down, and then I go, no, more narrow, you know. She was, you know, so we just kept narrowing it down. And so I said, basically what you're doing then is you're helping people create product online, not webinars. And then she had a client mastermind, she had coaching, and she had a million things. She had all the streams of income already created before she even had this honed down as what she's an expert at. And so we started playing with it tonight, and we started going to what it actually sounded like. And I'm like, oh, it sounds like you're creating online product development for people. And she's like, yes, I'm helping them create the product. I said, okay, if you're helping them create the product, couldn't you do an event around that to get clients? And she says, well, sure, because see, she's good at that. She's already done that. I was actually on one of her co-hosted events where she brought in experts. And so I said, okay, let's break that down more then. How could you launch it? You could launch it into a program where you created a five-step system to putting together your own online product. Okay, she was like, yeah, of course I can do that. She had all the skill sets, again, but she didn't know how to package it. So we started playing online. Like, I said, okay, can you do this as an event where you do it online, like a webinar? Of course she's going to say yes. Okay, so I said, it's a virtual. I said, how about a boot camp? She's like, yes. I said, okay, a virtual boot camp. So we started going, like, online product, virtual boot camp. And so I'm looking online, and the first thing I do to try and break it down into that area of expertise is I go look on Google, and I'll put in keywords on Google. And I'm like, wow, okay, this comes up like 65 million searches. I see there's some ads around here, but I think you can play in this. Okay, let me see what I can get around domains. And then I go jump over to wherever I'm purchasing my domains and see if that's available. So right when she was on the call tonight, we grabbed some really juicy domains that were like online product creation bootcamp. And then the system that created that, because now that's become a product, right? And so we started creating all of this. And so although she's been spending all this time trying to write copy and figure it out and who her market, all the things like that, if she hasn't started out with who she is as an expert yet, she's going to hit the wall. She's going to have all this stuff just thrown out there, and that's what she has, all these terrible websites. They're doing nothing, not creating her as the expert in anything. So once we defined it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, these domains are available. It's like, Tom, I think about it like I'm sitting there at my computer, like there is a slot machine in front of my computer, and I'm putting in a dollar, and I'm getting, you know, I'm putting in like a domain, right? Well, whatever the cost of the domain is, I'm putting that much into my slot machine, and then I just sit and wait, and it's spinning, and I'm going, oh, sometimes I'm even sweating for my clients, like, because I want this for them. And then it comes out, it's like, oh, my gosh, jackpot, we got it. And so that's kind of how this whole thing kind of starts, is that we find that area. Then we find out an area that we can dominate online. We grab the domains of everything around it. And then once we have that, we then can start the foundation of this entire thing. So I think it's, again, it's a jackpot discovering it and really getting clear on it first instead of just throwing something up and seeing what doesn't work. And you've seen this. You see people with just – terrible websites that have spent so much time and effort doing it, and you're going, what? I don't get it. So experts, you get it with an expert. You understand exactly, like, this is what they do. Like, with her virtual boot camp, product development boot camp, it was like, okay, she had all these different ideas. Let's just start with that. It's something you know how to do. They're going to get it. She knows how to do it already. Now all she has to do with her expertise is break it down into how she's going to be teaching it. And that could be, again, from a webinar, selling into a coaching program, into product, into all kinds of things. As you know, experts just give information. And we both come from the world of professional speakers. That's where we met, through National Speakers Association. Mm-hmm. But we're not speakers anymore. We're experts who speak professionally, and because we have the skill of speaking, we've found different ways to communicate. So I really like to think about, you know, experts are communicating in different formats. So how do you want to create the communication process with your clients to gain opportunities online? Do you want to do that through video and webinars and all of that type of thing? And that'll break it down as well. But basically, Tom, as you know, there's no better time to be an expert. I mean, it's so easy to be online expert now. When we started in this business, decades ago, it wasn't hard to have a good search engine optimization, right? It's like nobody was online yet, right? And so we started, like, I don't know, I had my first expert website in the late 90s, and you started from your...
Yeah, 94. I was
way ahead of the game.
Yeah, well, that was the beginning of the commercial internet. It was in 94, and I was right there waiting for it. I was saying, this is great. It was hard enough prior to that to sell your stuff across the street, let alone around the world. And so when I saw that commercial internet coming along saying I could sell around the world for my desktop, I said, I'm in. I'm going to learn this somehow.
Right, hey, and back then, you know, when people were making money online, it was, you know, the porn business that kind of started the internet, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of that. In fact, they invented a lot of the techniques that we use today, so we have to thank them.
We do have to thank them that started from that. But now everybody can be an expert. You can launch yourself online, and this is the perfect time to become an expert, either creating business online and offline as well, but using that as your modality of promoting yourself and marketing yourself out there. It's just... such an awesome time to be doing that. I know you teach the marketing of it.
Now, you have come up with different levels of experts. So you have a book called The Highly Paid Expert Pyramid, I think, right? And so tell us about the levels, and where would that lady you were just telling us about fall in the levels?
Okay. So the book is called The Highly Paid Expert, and in the book I talk about the pyramid. And she was basically – okay, let me talk about the different levels, and I'll tell you where Marlene was at. Okay, so if you're sitting by a piece of paper, I want you to draw a pyramid out. Okay, I want you to break it into five parts so we can break this down for you. Okay, so on the bottom part is the novice. That's somebody who's just going, I don't know where I'm even going to start with this, but I got to create some online business because I know that's where – I can have some financial freedom and passive income, and it's a great place to be. So he's got to figure it out. That's the novice. Well, the problem with the novice is that, one, they're not making a lot of money. One, because they don't have the knowledge of how they're going to put it all together yet. And the other is the widest part of the pyramid is just like your competition. When you're a generalist, you are having a really hard time to compete. So it's really hard to get money. So we want to narrow that. We want to go up the pyramid where it gets narrower, where there's less competition. So the next level would be skilled, and that's kind of where Marlene is at. She's at that skilled level. She's got these amazing skills, but she doesn't know how to put her expertise into writing, into a brand, into a direction yet. And so it starts coming more and more clear. As it becomes more and more clear, and she defined it as we were even doing on the call tonight, she starts to become a specialist. So now she takes her skills and she becomes a specialist in product development online or product creation for people in a boot camp or however she's going to do that. It doesn't matter about the formality of it all. It matters where she positions herself. And then as she gets good at this and she breaks it into multiple streams of income and people start getting to know her and they're really going to her as that thing. Remember when I had my whole brand as Shameless, like my Shameless marketing stuff? You know, people just called me Shameless, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that was my brand because I was known so well for that. And then, you know, I had to find a new brand once I could monetize that to another higher level. So you get to that authority level, which you're known for some. And then the top part of it is even beyond the authority, it's the highly paid expert. Because a lot of experts can be authorities and experts, but they're not highly paid. So when you get to this top level, you're the shining star in this business where you're making multiple streams of income based on the way you want to run your business financially free. And that's really a key part is that you're doing it with, if you want to do personal clients, you want online passive income, you want to do live events, whatever it is you want to do around your expertise, you create it. You set the rules. And that's why it's so important to know that when you start your business, how do you want it to look at the very end within a year? Because otherwise you'll end up with a business, not a entrepreneurial type of opportunity with financial freedom. You'll create a business where you're working too many hours, and that's not what this is about. This is creating an expert financially free model that's run like an online entrepreneur.
Now, this would be a good time. Let's just take a few minutes, tell people about what's coming up, because I did tell them that we're going to have a fantastic offer if they really want to go in depth in this. Tell them a little bit about the event coming up in June.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to have you back. You're back by popular demand again, Tom. And so you're going to be at my event. It's at June 5th, 6th, and 7th in Los Angeles at the Westin. The Westin is just 3 minutes from the airport. You hop on a shuttle and you come right over there. It couldn't be more convenient to get to it. So you will learn a massive amount of this. It started out with me teaching this through just doing this with clients for probably 5 years as I was really developing a system. Then I put it together into my book, which became a bestseller, and then I put it into a live event where I actually teach you the step-by-step system, and we work through it. So at the workshop, you're actually going to learn how to develop the brand, and then you're going to learn how we're going to develop product, how to create your own event, how to educate and speak effectively so that you can sell those products or that opportunity of your expertise. You have a whole weekend there around like-minded people. So these are people that aren't just business owners. These are entrepreneurial expert level or people that want to become that expert level that have really decided, I want to step up to a bigger game. Because in the marketing field, just marketing any kind of business today, you cannot be a generalist. You can't do general marketing things. You've got to the latest thing is you've got to position yourself as an expert. So you're going to learn exactly how to do that. So I'm going to be training you for the full day and a half before you even see Tom up. Well, Tom's got a bonus session. He'll tell you about that. So you'll see Tom first. You'll get the bonus session. And then I'm going to train you all for a full day and a half going into this step by step by step, so you have a whole system that you can walk through that. And then we have a couple other experts that are coming in to speak, and then a lot of fun networking cool things that are happening along with that. So it's a powerful weekend. I've been doing events for 10 years, and I think, Tom, I think you came to my very first big event that we had in Scottsdale, Arizona, it was 10 years ago. We had 600 people at that event.
Yeah,
we started working that long ago.
I don't think back very well, but I do remember. We also did one in Sedona, didn't we?
Yeah, that was January 2005 is when I launched the big one. So we've been working and changing and developing things since then. So I love working with Tom because we have the same type of thinking. Is like, we just say it like it is. You're going to get no BS, no fluff. We're going to give you like lots of great information, but you're also going to have fun learning in the process. I mean, that's part of it as well.
Yeah, and so the dates were June 5th to 7th, but on the 4th, when you come in that evening, I'm going to do a bonus session that you can see when you go over to the main site. You can see a little video that tells all the stuff I'm going to be teaching in both of my sessions. But we'll have that. We'll have Carol McManus will be there with the LinkedIn lady, and Ursula Menchez will be there. She's how do we characterize her? She's a sales expert.
She's teaches you sales with intention. And
there you go.
She's just really down to earth and easy to learn from. She's awesome.
And then, for those adventuresome ones, you can be a VIP and get a bunch of extra perks and come to the disco party.
Yes.
But you got to watch out, because if you get me moving on the dance floor, a good day for me on the dance floor is if I don't hurt anybody.
Oh, that's good advice. We'll stay out of the way. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome event.
So anybody that's interested, we have a fantastic deal for you. You can write this down, buildyourexpertise.com. buildyourexpertise.com, and that's where you can see all the details, but don't sign up there. You're going to go to buildyourexpertise.com/guest, and you're going to be my guest there, so it won't cost you anything. So fill out the application there for a guest slot, and I hope to see you there.
You on the call get that bonus, because the first 10 people that come through, and I see all one already came through just now. Thank you very much, Tom. The first 10 people that register on that guest pass for you, make sure you put Tom's name in there. the fee will be waived, and it's a $1,997 value to come to this event. So this is a huge bonus. And then Tom is, of course, he always gives more, and he's even coming early and doing the bonus session. So I guarantee you, you will learn so much. You'll be blown away by the information of this event and have an awesome time, too, and be talking about it for a long time. So thanks, Tom.
Awesome. All right. So we'll get back to give you more details on that later. So let's get back to the event here. So let's see. Can you give us an example of how you've helped your clients gain brand domination, especially for those that have larger niche markets where it's, you know, harder for them to stand out?
Right. Okay, so we do that a number of ways. Again, we started the one I mentioned about the grabbing the right domains, keyword domains. Mm-hmm. The other one is to create a video strategy. So we, again, around their brand and their expertise, once we've built that whole brand domination of all the pieces that fit together and their unique selling position, marketing message is consistent through everything, then we start creating not only product, we also create video. Video, as you know, is huge, and you're doing a lot of that yourself. We start creating a video strategy, marketing strategy for them. So we use keyword strategies that will also get their brand domination. So a lot of times you'll get the video coming up on the search engines in just a matter of days versus the website and all the other things you have may take a lot longer for the search engine to find you. But video and then creating some exposure around that. So the key is not just creating video, it's having a good video marketing strategy. So every single thing we do is from beginning to end is all developed around what the brand is, what that, you know, and dominating that specific niche market and what you do. And again, you can't do that if you haven't gobbled up the domains, if you don't have a video marketing strategy along with your, you know, all the other strategies to creating product and all the other things of getting your name out there. And knowing also how you want your business to run and then creating a modality around that that keeps feeding that funnel. And the funnel may come in from as simple as a free guidebook on your website where you get people to come in for data capture, then feed them into the next opportunity with autoresponders and video. As you know, Tom, in the past, a lot of this used to be just send out a few emails and sell, and now it's you got to educate to sell. So once mm-hmm. you're really strong, develop that brand, you got to give lots and lots of great free information, more than we've ever had to do in the past before we asked to sell. And so that, you know, knowing how to write the, like you said, the copy is going to help them in this case because they're going to be writing lots of email and even just knowing how to write the video strategy. And we're going to talk about this at the live event. I'm going to walk you through it and actually show you how to get listed on the search engines with your video, with a keyword-rich video in a matter of 3 days and actually how I've done that and actually filled an event from doing that with brand new people coming and finding us online. So all of that strategy kind of fits into dominating it from the very beginning.
So once they, so is that part of the second steps? Because the brand and direction, once you get that decided, what do they do next and next and next after that?
Okay. So the brand and the direction, the brand and business strategy is the first step. Then all of the brand pieces are created. The next step is creating a website or reinventing the website. So every piece of that website, every single word has to be written according to that high-level target market because now you're shifting to a different level. You're not marketing to a general market. You're marketing to the top 20% of your market because you're an expert. So that you, when you market to that type of client, they pay you more money. They get your value. So it's every word. It's how you craft it and how you position yourself in the marketplace to where you're going to start getting more money. And then the next part, once you get the website up, a lot of people come and they do my speaker sales training. They learn how to educate. So that like the skill that Tom and I have is they learn how to be good, you know, good enough speakers. They don't have to be the best speakers. They got to be good enough to sell. I call that educate to sell because you're going to need that skill to sell on webinars because those are live events. You need that skill to sell on teleseminars, although webinars, you know, produce more, or live events where you're speaking in front of an audience if that's what you care to do. We all need to have that skill as an expert so that we're selling what our offer is, and again, educating to sell instead of just, you know, going for the sale. And then the product development is another part of it. So after we get that, we do product development and video development. So all of that process, and I will tell you, I have done. I used to take clients on for an entire year, personal clients, and go through all of this with them. And now I've got a system where I've got it down to I had it down to 5 months. Now that with video being so strong, we are now at we're doing a 7 month program. So that by the end of 5 months, all the infrastructure is built, the website's built, product is starting to develop, and then within a 7 month program, they have video. They're having video production team that they're working with. We have business strategy built out. Everything is done, and this is a seven months. Some of my clients can, with a reinvention, even get through it even much faster than that. I have clients that are coming from the corporate background that have to develop everything brand new for an online entrepreneur. I have some that have been professional speakers, making lots of money as professional speakers for many years. They're now looking at my program to say, hey, I got one stream of income. I'm a talking head. This is crazy. I got to learn how to create all these other streams of income as an expert. And they have to redevelop their entire business. So I have a lot of clients that are doing that as well. And then people just from all different kinds of industries I'll give you an example of one that was like a ground zero, okay, just to give you a case study. I had a lady come to my event, and you've heard this before, is they come to the event, and the first day they're like, I don't get it, I can't figure it out, and they're all just trying to figure everything out. Tom, they're trying to figure out your 20 years of experience,
right,
20
right.
plus years of experience, and one day, like, okay, I got it all figured out now, I know exactly what to do. Yeah, okay, fine, good luck with that. They're like, okay, so Shelly comes, she's all wound up trying to figure it out the first day. I'm like, okay, calm down, you're going to get it clearer as we go along through the weekend. I guarantee you by the end of the weekend, we're going to have some ideas together. And she goes, okay. So the second day, she's like, okay, I'm starting to get some ideas here. It's formulating. I'm really enjoying this. And so then I said, hey, let's have a conversation. I just pull her out in the hall, and I said, you know, what are you doing? She says, well, I'm doing helping people with editing and doing some writing. I've been writing for a newspaper for a long time. I wrote this little book, and the little book was called Hiking for the Couch Potatoes. Cute title, but then she also told me in the next breath when the squirrels came in, well, I'm going to write a novel and a screenplay, and, you know, she had like five ideas. And then in the process of telling me all this, she told me she's broke. I said, okay, let me tell you why you're broke. Okay, the reason you're broke is because you have all these squirrels and no focus whatsoever. How about if we could narrow down your skills? I said, all of my people that are here in this event right now, how could they use your skills? You can help them write better, right? Yes, I could do this and this. And she had years of wisdom and skill behind that. I said, okay, could you help someone write a book? Well, yeah, I wrote a book. But I don't consider myself an expert that I just wrote a book. I said, yeah, but you're better than the average expert that just wrote a book because you know how to write the skills. You've already created a system. You've been writing for years and editing and all the things you could do. So there's a lot of things you could help people coach them with, couldn't you? She goes, yes. I said, okay, let me ask you this. Then you could be like the book writing success coach. And she says, yeah, that sounds cool. So the next thing we do, we're pulling out our phones, right? Let me see if that domain's available. Believe it or not, it's available. So here she came to me telling me she's absolutely broke, had absolutely no idea what to go with, and she had squirrels going everywhere. And so she signed up for my program. She found a way. If people want this bad enough, if they want to build an online business, you can keep saying you're broke, or you can say, I'm going to change my life. Shelly decided to change her life that day and signed up for my program. And within 5 months, we had built out her whole business with her brand of the business, the book writing success coach, her website, her product development. In fact, she was on my call tonight in my group program, and she's launching her first live event where she's doing a book writing retreat that she's going to do in Sedona, Arizona. So this is somebody had like zero. Like, I mean, is not only, I would say it's even worse than ground zero because not only did not have the idea, had a lack of mentality, thinking I can't do this. So a lot of times you're surrounded by people that believe in you more than you believe in yourself. And I'm sure everybody that's listening on this call is very wise and has lots of great information. They just haven't packaged it right.
Well, is this what you call the authority domination formula? Is that what we've been talking about?
Right. So that's really what it is. I mean, I've created for her. She became the authority in what she did as a book writing coach when she never even knew she could actually help somebody with that. But I also knew it's been a short conversation with her that I could help her create this formula and develop this business through this authority domination formula because based on not only her skills and the knowledge she had, but the type of person she was. I knew she'd make a great coach. I knew she's the type of person that loves taking people by the hand, is amazingly supportive. That's like just part of her personality. So you know, knowing that that was really going to be developed for her, and again, we developed the whole process of her business, launched her online. She started getting a name around it in a matter of months, and now developing real income. So now she took a business. She doesn't ever, you know, she doesn't say she's broke anymore. Now she's making money. You know, that's the whole idea.
All right,
that's
so
the process of the formula.
Switch gears here a little bit and talk some specifics on how an expert can effectively use social media.
Okay, so for example, if Shelly, again, I'll just pull her in and say, you know, she's developing a lot of leads on LinkedIn. So, you know, for her, I specifically said, if you're going to do this retreat, you've got product that's coming, you need to find groups of people that are in writers groups, coaches want to write a book, speakers, all different types of things. Join all of these different groups and start conversations with people. And so one of the things she offered in also her free guidebook with seven bookwritingsuccesscoach.com is her website. You can go there and get her free guidebook. And one of the things she offers in that at the end, the next step in the funnel, is I'll do a free 20-minute consultation with you. Then she does that as a lead generator to sell into her coaching programs. Okay, so she's doing this now using social media, promoting her guidebook, promoting opportunities to connect with people personally, inviting them to come in and connecting with them. And she's really closing a lot of people. She's LinkedIn especially is working effectively for her. Now you got to find your area of social media that works best for you. I kind of am a junkie on Facebook. I just can't get off of that. I have a lot of groups there. I have private groups there too, and that's another great value is you create private groups where you're having conversations with people and downloading a lot of extra information for them. But Carol's going to come into the event. Carol is the America's number one leading authority on LinkedIn, talking to us about that. So I'm excited to learn about how LinkedIn can really help a lot of people, because LinkedIn's more of the business-to-business opportunity, but they're out there. I mean, I've found a business partnership on Facebook. I've found international speaking engagements on social media. I mean, there's just tons of opportunities there. But with that being said, Tom, this is really important, critical piece. Nothing is going to work for you on social media if you got a crappy website and you don't have a strong brand as an expert. So that's why the foundation is so critical. You can't miss the steps in the formula. You've got to follow the right steps. Otherwise, you're wasting your time again.
Totally, totally agree. So then we jump into the product portion of this. How can they showcase their talents and expertise with products?
Okay, so one of the things I start out with product, a lot of my people that aren't techie like you and would know how to do all of the online stuff, I say, okay, can you get on the phone? Can you push a record button? And they say, can you record the call? Anybody can do that, right? So you have a conference call line, people call into it like they're doing right now. We're turning this into a opportunity, which could be a product, right? Same thing. So I would usually create that as the first product for my clients who are just new. They haven't got a book yet. They want to just create some product. Create a teleseminar series. Okay, get the online conference line. Do a recording. Do a series of those. Sevens are lucky numbers. You know, do a series of seven of different teleseminars that fit around your expertise with, you know, this topic that fits. So, you know, and maybe you even offer those, they don't have a database list, they offer those for free calls, and then they sell the recording at the end. Now they've got a product. How they turn the product into a group program, once they've got the product created, all they have to do is add live Q&A calls to those products. You launch one of your modules, say there's seven modules, you've got 7 weeks, follow it up by a Q&A call, now you've got a group program. So it just starts from as simple as getting on a call and recording it. You don't have to learn a lot of technology to do it. You're just basically communicating your expertise. If you're giving great value, that's what people care about the most, is giving great information, great value that people can say, hey, I learned something here. I can go back and implement some ideas on the short time I've had with you. Now they start following you. They start following your YouTube channel. They start following your online courses and everything else you do, your events, and that's just how the process starts. That's how you create that following.
Yeah, don't turn out crappy products either. I mean, there's so many people out there advocating just throwing crap together to say you're an author and things. And, you know, it's not going to really help your long-term reputation to put out junk, you know. So be careful
good
of that.
Point. Right, because now, you're an expert, so it's got to be good quality stuff. So if you need help getting things done, then look for other experts that know how to do it.
Exactly. All right. Now, in a moment, we're going to talk about you've identified. It's interesting because I also teach 9 different revenue streams, which I'll be doing on Sunday for you. But we'll talk about that tonight a little bit. But let's tell them a little bit more about the program. You spend a lot of your personal time on stage teaching. You're not one that's just promoting this thing and throwing it together and sitting back and collecting the money. So tell them a little bit about the sessions that you're going to do at the event.
Yeah, I used to be able to get away with that when we had the pitch fest, right?
I'd yeah, right.
And talk a little bit, let everybody else talk and get me money. Those
right.
days are pretty gone. I'm glad they are. I love what I'm doing now. So I basically go into all the processes. So when we go into the multiple streams that we're talking about right now, we're actually going to, after I've gone through all the process of developing this, we're going to talk about all the different streams. And it's great because, are you going to talk about the multiple streams on Thursday night, or are you talking about
that'll be Sunday.
But okay, so
I'll just be telling them. I'll be telling them direct the ones that I use. And it won't be any duplication. It's no problem.
No, it'll be a perfect fill-in because you can't get this the first time. Okay, so I'm going to basically say, here's what you do. You create the wheel in the middle. Okay, think about it as a wheel. Draw a circle in the middle of your page, and then draw, you know, a number of circles around it. You know, Tom says he creates 9 streams. You maybe want 9 circles around it. Then you put spokes into the big circle. Okay, so what I say in that big circle in the middle, what is that? That's where you write what your income is. Okay, your income, 2 things you're going to write. You're going to write in there what your expertise is about, your main expertise, and then what your income is. How much is your annual income? So then what we're going to talk about at the event is as you start developing this and over the whole weekend, you're going to start coming up with ideas. You're going to have a full workbook full of notes, let me tell you. And then you're going to have, okay, I get the kind of the idea direction I might want to go here or how I want to redevelop it and redefine it. And then I'm starting to come up with ideas for all my streams of income. You'll start filling these out. We're going to actually be doing this at the event. And then I'm going to ask you to fill out where, once you have that annual income in the middle, let's just say it's an easy 6 figures, $100,000, right? So if you wanted to make $100,000 and then you created all your streams of income, where are they coming from? Coaching, they might come in from teleclasses and webinars, online courses, book sales, paid speaking or educate to sell events. It might be live events, might be VIP days, whatever those income streams are. And then you break it down by, okay, if I'm going to make $100,000 a year and I want to make 30% of my income from personal coaching and consulting, well, then that's pretty easy to figure out. You need to make $30,000 from that. Okay, that's a pretty easy deal. It's easy to make 6 figures in this business. So easy as an expert once you break it all down. Okay, so $30,000 in coaching income, that's a no-brainer. You know, you can put together a coaching program with personal time with you, and you could say, you know, you can make them high-end, or you could say how many clients I want to get per year. So you break that $30,000 into how many clients you want a year. Book sales, that's always like probably our smallest stream of income. It's more of a credibility thing, so it's not the first stream of income I push most people into. Push them into personal coaching and consulting first because that's a really big value. VIP days, big value, big money. And then, you know, product sales after that, which is product bundles, not just a book. If you're finishing a book, then finish it, but it's not the first place I'd start because it takes too long to write the book. But usually the book, if it's already there or redeveloping it, you're at the end of it, then we take the book and we use it as a thing to break down other products and other, like a live event or whatever you want to do. But it's pretty cool when you start seeing it come together. And I think this is one of the biggest ahas when we get to this. So I'm going to be covering it. And then when you cover it again, a third day of the event, Tom, they're going to really – I want them to leave with a plan. Because as we know, entrepreneurs, if you don't have a plan, would you just wait for the next dollar to come in, right?
Yeah. And I'll actually be showing them actual websites and revenue streams and sales figures and all kinds of, and I'll even show them how to make their hobbies tax deductible. How about that?
Yeah, we love that. Okay, that's a nice little stream of income there, right?
Yeah.
But the goal is that I want you to come and leave, and when you leave by the end of day three, you've got a good layout. You've got a good layout of how I want my expert business to look and how I want to spend my time so that you're not spinning your wheels and have a bunch of squirrels in your head. I talk about squirrels a lot. We even throw squirrels around at the event so that we can get rid of those. And basically just really leaving with a plan of action. You know, Tom and I both have been entrepreneurs since our very young age. I've never applied for a job in my life, never gone to college. Everything we've done is we've done it. We just did it, right? And so you're going to do it. You're going to do it right when you get some support on this. And it really comes from having the groundwork done first.
Yeah, and airfare is cheap in the LAX. You don't need to rent a car because it's just down the street from LAX and there's a shuttle. Hotel is very nice. Debbie, is there any room block left?
We do have a room block. I think they only have deluxe rooms now, but it's like $164 a night, which is still nothing.
Yeah,
you can still go on to the Build Your Expertise or Highly Paid Expert Workshop. Either one of those, you'll find the website. And all the information's on there for that. But it's great, like you said, just fly in, no cars needed. They got that pre-shuttle that comes by every 20 minutes, takes you right over to the hotel, and that's why we love that event. We both have done many events at that hotel.
Yeah, you get in early. I'll be doing the early bird session on I think it's the 4th. Let's see, what is that, Thursday night. And then we'll hit it hard on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. When's the VIP thing?
VIP, a disco dance party and dinner is on Friday night.
Friday night. So it'll just be a great, great weekend of, you could literally, and I saw this last time. Where were we last time? Was San Diego?
Yeah, we were in San Diego, Del Mar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. San Diego, and people were walking out of there with a whole plan and of what to do, and they already had the expertise, a lot of it in their head. They just didn't know how to put it together and turn it into money. That's the whole darn thing about
right.
this thing.
We're going to leave. And by the end of day one, with what you learn from Tom's bonus session and the end of Friday, you're going to be. It'll be time for you to celebrate the VIP reception.
Yeah.
And if you want to be at the VIP reception, that's the only thing you have to pay extra for. You're going to get the free ticket for attending. So if you want to be at VIP, you'll get a notice about upgrading to that if you wish to do that. But you'll feel like celebrating that night because by then, already, you will have seen the vision for all of this and have so many ideas on how you can really package your expertise and really start making money, because I don't end day one without working on a quick cash formula. So you're going to have a quick cash formula you're working on by the end of Friday. So you can really
Great.
See what's the first thing to make money.
If you want to be there, everybody write down buildyourexpertise.com/guest. buildyourexpertise.com/guest. And that's where you'll apply for the free ticket, first 10. And the main site, you can see all the rest of the details. Debbie's got a video there. I got a video there. And you'll see all the what's going on. So buildyourexpertise.com/guest. Yes.
Okay. So Elizabeth just signed up. And
great.
Dana.
Great.
Coming from
great,
San
great.
Francisco. And Harry, a couple of people from California. Oh, we guys got another one. Robert's coming from Oceanside, California. Where's our East Coast people? All right.
Yeah,
we just got
on.
Like 5 signups right there. We've got 5 more seats, so you guys take action. This is pretty fun once
you
come in. And the whole thing is we're going to be calling you if you sign up because we want to make sure that you're there, because I just sold out of this event and I had to get a bigger room. And so our seats are very valuable, and that's I was lucky to get a little bit bigger room, but they're going to sell out again. So we'll be calling to make sure you've made the commitment of your travel, your hotel room. Even if you're in the Los Angeles area, you know how insane that traffic is. So book a hotel room at least one night for the party night so that you can stay there. And because the networking is off the hook. And, you know, everybody's there that really thinks at higher levels. It's not a typical just newbie networking event. These are some pretty savvy experts. And the more you hang out, the more time you have to talk to our expert speakers as well. And Ursula will be there. And Carol will be there Friday night for the VIP party, too. So you get to pick their brain as much as you can.
Beautiful.
I'll probably be on the dance floor, though, so you'll have to come out there and talk to me.
All right, so what are some of the mistakes experts should avoid when they're trying to grow their business?
Well, one you covered already, not doing it well. If you can't even be an expert, a serious expert, and you're certainly not going to be a highly paid expert if you think you're going to throw up your own handmade marketing piece that online, you don't have a training behind it, knowing what you're doing. You can't do that. You have to learn how to write copy. You have to get good marketing piece. You got to get good branding pieces. And the other part that we see all the time, Tom, is that the experts who think, hey, I can come out there making big money, and they start charging money without having systems in place, and what happens then? All of their customer service falls into the toilet, and they don't follow up with people. And there's no better way to burn yourself in this business than to not follow up and not be ethical. And Tom and I both campaign for the ethical experts, and it's a part of, you know, his strategy and his business, part of my strategy, because, you know, we've both seen a lot of bad things happen in this business. And it's also part of my responsibility if I'm training people to do this, because basically when you do this, it's like a license to steal. When you get really good at this, you can do it for good or you can do it for bad. And unfortunately, some people have learned how to do it in a way that's not very ethical. They don't follow up. They oversell their programs and they overhype it. I mean, just be real and authentic and fair and be a good business person. I mean, that, you know, it shouldn't have to be said, but especially in the expert world, because there is so much opportunity to make so much money in it. Unfortunately, you know, some people don't do it well. So if you want to sustain this business 20-plus years like Tom and I have, you want to do it right. You want to give great service, great value, great follow-up for your clients, and you want to sustain in this business. And when you do that, no matter where you start, you'll get amazing referrals. I mean, you know, Tom, like how many referrals come from your people that have been to your retreats and been there? They love – you give so much value. They're all, like, raving about you.
Yeah,
and
that's
so easy.
That's the thing is you treat – I mean – a lot of these young people coming up and even some of the old timers, they just want all the money and no service. And then they're always, people complaining about them and chasing them around. But, it's a very simple formula. You know, give good quality at a reasonable price and take care of your customers. And you can be a highly paid expert. I mean, it's very simple. And a lot of these people they're not dumb. It's just that if they would take the time they put into robbing people and put it into good, it could be
right
so much better.
Well, and the thing is, now we have the internet. You can't even rip people off and scam them. People are gonna destroy your reputation, your expertise. Why would you? Like you said, it's amazing people spend the time trying to rip people off or not being ethical, because you can just post online. If you're gonna invest in somebody as an expert, oh, here's another one that just came through, Deborah from Las Vegas, Vegas baby. All right. If you're going to invest in somebody as an expert, you're going to do research online. If you're smart, you're going to go do the research online again and see if they got rip-off reports or scam reports before you put the money out there. And so, believe me, they're going to do the same for you. And
you've
got to
be careful
because
a lot of them will flood the internet with, I'm not a scammer, I'm not a scammer, you know, with stuff. So you really have to dig deep to find an enormous number of good, believable positives compared to negatives. And even the best of people will have some negatives from either disgruntled customers that just were idiots themselves or competitors trying to knock them down. But look for a good ratio of extremely high number of good, believable reviews compared to any negative reviews. And you should be all right, but still doesn't mean you shouldn't be very alert at these seminars that you go to, because I wrote an article called "The Top 20 Seminar Scams," and you can see all the things that people do to you from the stage. I mean, it's easier to rob $1 million from a big audience than it is to rob a 7-Eleven.
Really,
it really is. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and there's one thing about one of the things that a couple of people I'm looking why they sign up, because I always have you answer why you want to come, right? And this is kind of interesting. All these that just signed up right now, they all came through you, Tom. Thank you. Like Deborah from Vegas, she says, I want to make money fast. Okay, we're going to have a quick cash action formula because, again, if you have any wisdom, behind you that you can teach somebody, first thing you can do, without even a website, without even any, you know, pretty much anything together, you can get a client and give them a VIP day and spend time, put together an agenda from a pre-call. A VIP day can be done virtually or it can be done in person. So there's ways to make quick money out there without even having some of this. And I like people to have some money that they can invest in, because the last thing I want to hear anybody say is they're broke. You know, you can find lots of ways to go out there and make money instead of saying that. Okay, so then Robert comes and says, branding two books in different genders. Okay, well, again, might be two squirrels. Maybe we're just going to focus on one. All right, so that might be a squirrel there. Robert will work on that. Harry says he wants to work on websites, autoresponders, email systems, blogs. Okay, we're going to learn a lot of that from Tom, getting into all the details of it. And then Dana wants to learn how to develop an expert strategy in her business so that she can stand out amongst her competition. Yahoo,
oh, that's
definitely
going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen. And then Elizabeth says she wants to prosper as a speaker, author, coach, and expert. Okay, she's starting to get it. So there's other different streams. Speakers who are, you know, experts who happen to be speakers. The speaker's just a speaker who's an expert that goes out there and creates it. Because we used to think of speaking income when we started our speaking businesses, that was our only thing. Now we love that we have the skill of speaking, because if you're an author, you have to be a speaker. And a speaker to sell your coaching services, your online programs, it helps for everything. So, yeah, you're going to learn all about that.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to ask you one more question, then we're going to talk about the event a little bit more, and we're going to call it a night. So tell us about you're a best-selling author of six books. How did you start out with the writing, and how do you use your books to market your expert business and your brand?
Oh, I love that question, because, Tom, my book is now, once I've gotten better at using the book as a marketing tool, I put the product together first. I launched this as a highly paid expert event first, and then I wrote the book. And the book was a marketing tool for to fill that funnel. So I got clients. In fact, I just got an email yesterday from somebody that read my book, and this has happened numerous times. I've signed up high-end clients, thousands of dollars, who've read my book, sent me an email. I've done a 20-minute free call with them and sold them into a real high-end mentoring program. Mm-hmm. They're already ready. They're like, I read this. This is great. So this guy, he said, I signed up for your event already, and he went and signed up for my client retreat. I said, no, you can't come to my client retreat. You're not a client yet. He goes, how to become a client? I don't want to wait until I come to the June event. So, I mean, this is the kind of thing a book should do. It should feed so much about your expertise and then funnel people into opportunities of working with you, being open so they can come in. I'm really shocked where I will contact high-level experts or even mid-level experts, and I'm thinking, I sent them an email. I didn't get anything back. There's no funnel that's built. Their marketing piece is not really funneling into the next step and the next step of being able to support them, and that just shocks me. So the only reason an expert should write a book is not to be on radio and TV. It's to get into the funnel to sell your high-level programs. And whether that's online or offline or both, I mean, that's the whole idea of the book. And so I've just gotten better at writing really great marketing pieces that happen to be in the form of books, and I'm now on my seventh book. And my seventh book is really exciting. I'm launching that one because it's actually the case studies and the actual experts I've created. So these are the people I've worked with, become successful experts, and now they have an opportunity to be in my book. You're going to be in that book as well, Experts mm-hmm. Wisdom, and that's going to be launching in November. So we're going to showcase these people as experts that have launched from nothing or relaunched, and they've got a book in their hand now. I mean, so that's pretty exciting. That's actually seeing it in action. So my main thing is there, write the book as a marketing piece to fill the high-level funnel.
Beautiful, yeah. Yeah, I've always said the book is the most hassle, least profitable thing you'll ever do, but it leads to all this other big profit. So it's a mm-hmm. it's an important part of the whole mix. And I have something I'll talk about on Sunday is I have a free ebook that's brought in $3 million and anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 every month still mm-hmm. for years. So I'll be teaching them about that. So, okay, so June 4th
June 5th,
for
6th,
me.
7th. Oh, 4th,
no, no.
Yes, 4th. Yes, I'll be there, too.
5th.
Okay.
I'm going to be there on the 4th.
4th, June 4th, Thursday.
Yeah, come in, get into to town, come in. I'm going to rock your world for an hour and a half the night before the main event starts to really get you rolling. And then during that session, I'm going to show you how to make a $50,000 video about you and your company for only pennies on the dollar, and how to syndicate your content and all kinds of great stuff on that session. And then the next morning, we get rolling, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and by the time you leave, you are going to be stoked with a plan to really turn yourself into a highly paid expert. So check out, where's that link again?
BuildYourExpertise.com/guest.
Hurry up and get in on the first 10.
Okay. Yeah, we've got three seats left.
Three seats left.
Jump
for
on it.
For the
guest passes.
Yeah, the guest passes for this this live call. We'll work out some kind of deal for the recording. Hey, we're going to have a blast, aren't we?
We are. So what I'll do for the recorded call, if people get on there, we'll extend that. So we'll have a period of time on that. So you can put that together, Tom. We'll
I'll take care of that. So,
awesome.
All right. Well, Debbie, as always, you're awesome.
Same here. What a team we're going to make. I love having you there. It's going to be an amazing weekend. So we're going to see you there on June 4th
in Los
Angeles.
Away in L.A. Now, remember, you're just down the street from LAX, folks. So if you do have to hop a plane from somewhere, no car involved. You're going to be going from the morning till evening at this event. There's a restaurant in the hotel. So you can totally get a nice immersion weekend and turn your entire business life around. So get signed up, and I'll see you there. Debbie, can't wait to see you.
Okay. See you there, Tom. Thanks so much.
All right.
Appreciate you.
All right. And, hey, how do they contact you with questions? Wait, let me get that before we leave.
You can give my personal email, debbie@debbieallen.com, debbie@debbieallen.com.
There you go, debbie@debbieallen.com. If you have any questions for me, it's orders, O-R-D-E-R-S, orders@antion.com. But get over there, sign up, and we'll see you there.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye.